Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your old Dick Hugger. How's everybody feeling out there today? I'm sure everybody's feeling better than Orlando Magic players and they fans right about now. It is not looking good for them. A lot of shit going on in the world tonight. And, of course, you know, I'm going to holler at you about it. So, if you got an opinion on something, you want to holler at me, you know, there's something that you got to say you want to tell the world, hit me up, 646-929-2037. Once again, you know, you got an opinion on something just burning inside you, you want just, let it out, break me off a call. Share it with the rest of them. 646-929-2037. Also, as always, I know not everybody is outspoken. Come on. I can understand that. So, if you just like to break me off email, I will read your email for you. You can email me at dick@smoothdrama.com. Once again, I welcome your email and your opinions because I respect your opinions, even if I don't necessarily agree with all of them. You can hit me up, dickatsmoothdrama.com. Also, to keep up with us with our events and what's going on, big shout out to my girl Butler. You know, hope she can get better. You know, she's going through some health issues right now. Here's to about to get better. We send our prayers out to you. You want to keep up with us? And I guess Butter too, because she listens from time to time. You can text the word smooth drama to the number from your mobile device. You text the word smooth drama. I'm going to get it right. Text the word smooth drama. The number 41411. Once again, text the word smooth drama. The number 41411 from your mobile device. So you can keep up with me and brother and anybody else I'm hanging with from time to time. Anyway, getting right into it. Like I said, it's not looking good, and it's not looking good for my Indiana Pacers either, seeing that they didn't win the draft lotto tonight. I was kind of hoping. I got my Pacers shirt on, you know. I was like, yeah, we're going to win it. But didn't happen. We got the 10th pick, but I'm down with my team. Coming back next year. Y'all look out for that. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to start off with some love movement. You know how I am about my love movement. I'm trying to spread love, give people the opportunity to spread love. Even though this one is kind of weird, and I'm thinking that this is an American thing only. In Huntington, New York, there's a shelter. The Little Shelter Animal Rescue and Adoption Center in Huntington, Long Island, they're asking for donations of Viagra to keep their 6-year-old pit bull Ingrid alive. I guess Ingrid got a heart condition, and it must be treated with 2 Viagra every day. And the staff members are saying that without donations, Ingrid risks heart failure and may die. Good Samaritan. Any guys out there want to give up their Viagra? Y'all see that show of hands? I'm curious to follow this story. See if they actually get any real donations from guys to in the New York area who want to give up that Viagra so that Ingrid can live. So, that would be your good deed for the day. Are you red-blooded, hot-blooded American men out there? Make the woman, well, I don't know, would women be impressed by that? That the man gave up his Viagra so that a dog can live when basically he got the Viagra to please the woman in the first place? Is it a win-win? Is it a lose-lose? I don't know. I know if I was using Viagra, had the blue pill, I'd probably be a little selfish and probably keep it for myself. But that's me. Yeah. That's funny for no reason. Especially in hard times, too, when they're talking about the essence of like $10 a pill. As we know, times are tough out here. I mean, times are so tough. I was reading that in Detroit. They had to drive by shooting. Only the guy didn't have a car. And he was driving by in his bicycle. A green bicycle at that. The Detroit police are offering $10,000 information leading up to his arrest, which probably is how he's going to get caught. Because obviously, you give $10,000, bad as people are doing, it's probably a long line of snitches. Like, yeah, I can tell you who had that bright green bike. You know, it's funny, he's doing a drive by on a bike with an automatic weapon at that. What's the world coming to? That, like you said, it just shows you the signs of the time, especially the Detroit area that's been impacted really, 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 really heavily in this economy. They can't even afford gas. He's on his bicycle. I guess he's real serious if he's on his bicycle and he's willing to shoot. Yeah. Sign of the time. I mean, an even worse sign of the time. Up in Florida, my favorite place, as y'all know, people who listen to the show know I love Florida. I love me from Florida. Big shout out to my man Preacher down there. Even though nobody caught any of those pythons, and my man Preacher promised me on the air, I'm going to keep saying this, he promised me on the air that he was going to catch one, he was going to give me some snakeskin boots or whatnot, snakeskin pants. I was down. I was very easy to accommodate. I would have even took a snakeskin wallet, but Preacher, I'm going to keep talking about it. You know, Preacher will be coming out with a new album here soon, video, and come back to the show. If you're listening, I'm talking about your ass. I want my snakeskin boots on me. Anyway, an 87-year-old woman was arrested after she was captured on video selling crack to undercover officers. I'm like, wow, 87 years old? But then, it's not really a shock. I mean, I guess there's no age limit with being a crack dealer, but still, You know, when great grandma got to be out there on the street selling crack, we are in the middle of some hard, hard times. Great grandma out there. And speaking of being out there, and then going back to New York, the city of New York have instituted a stripper pole tax, which is supposed to benefit the schools. Sort of like something I remember that California had voted on, the lotto. A lot of them are supposed to benefit the schools, but for some reason the schools are bankrupt, but the lotto generates a lot of money. But I'm digressing. We're not going to get on that right now. But there in New York, Long Island again, they have instituted a stripper pole tax. And I guess Long Island exotic dancers gathering out enforcing support for this stripper pole tax. And I guess what it is, it's a voluntary surcharge that's added to the club's admission fees. And I guess it's supposed to go towards funding after school programs and activities, which I think is a very good idea, you know, as far as that goes, you know, because they said that in February, the governor, David Patterson, he proposed $11 million program cut, which, of course, we know when they cut, they never cut slush funds or anything of that nature. They always seem to cut things that affect the children, from art department, sports, you know, all the stuff that would keep kids productive. Anyway, getting back to the stripper pole tax, it was first introduced in Texas in 2007, and according to figures there, it collected more than 13.6. They say it's a voluntary tax, and I guess it's supposed to begin at the Illusion Gentlemen's Club in Long Island. And I'm like, what is a voluntary tax? I mean, is it voluntary because you volunteer to go to the Gentlemen's Club strip club? Or is it voluntary, like I can go there and say, nah, I don't want to pay extra? Is that what they're saying? I'm kind of confused there. And they don't really clear it up on what it is and how you go about the voluntary part. I mean, obviously, it wasn't anything that was voted on, but still, I guess it's a good idea, and it's probably something that, you know, we looking at revenues and tax and things. I know no taxes is supposedly taxes are supposedly a bad thing, but you know, if we can check and track and make sure that the money goes towards what it's supposed to go towards, then it's all good. But as it stands right now, as we know with taxpayer money and whatnot, there's really no real transparency, open discussion on where these monies truly go. I mean, we get a breakdown of the budget, blah, 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 but, you know, for some reason, the slush funds, and I know here in California, we're billions of dollars in debt, but but we have the lotto. We have a lot of things that supposedly generate money. But somehow all the money's gone. And nobody has any answer for it. Makes you wonder sometimes what is up with that. And on that note, because I'm feeling hardcore, I think I'm going to go with my homie, Black Mikey, his song Van Helsing, so I can set the tone.
Celebrate with every breath I take and keep heat for the heads of snakes. Only I got heat with hot lead for the heads of snakes. So when they hit, I can dead the snake. Let's elevate the game. It's time to remove the fakes. I give a fuck how many lives it takes. We must war for peace. Kill the beast, he's the head of the face. You kill the head, and that's all that it takes. It's time to raise the stakes on these motherfucking lies that hate. Hit vampires in the chest with the stake. A nightmare on your street. Sit deep, don't sleep, stay awake. Or fuck around and wake up, but you wake. And this world is so cold, it's got motherfuckers killing for crimes. Running around with 100 rounds around the parabellum. And so I move with my infrared sight like the things that go bump in the night. Just to stay alive, struggle and fight. I move like a ghost in the night. Keep my toes to my right in this old sight. I bubble and rise, knowing death is looking us all in the eyes. So I'm fighting with them all just to stay alive. Exercise and demons, silver bullets for the werewolves. Behold the bell walks in the hood. And when the clock strikes midnight, the vampire rise. So I stare in the face of death and I fight to stay alive. There's no way that I'm selling my soul. There's no way that I'm ever gonna fall. On me, it's no way I'll let you devil take total control. I'm a king on the throne made of gold. With the blood of a runaway slave pumping through my veins. Mysteries got me using my brain. Since I'm using my brain, Babylon know I'm using my brain. But like they say, no pain, no gain. So I'm out in these streets with my automatic heat in these streets. And when I bust, you beat your feet in these streets. No love for police. They don't want me with my heat in these streets. Cause my heat will knock a man off his feet. It's a struggle out here. So we stay high off the cushion of beers. Pushing the line, just me and my peers. Run the streets with no fears. We've been raised like this for years. So putting hella blood, sweat, and tears. Just to stay alive. Struggle and fight. I move like a ghost in the night. Keep my toes to my right in his own sight. I bubble and rise. Knowing death is looking us all in the eyes. So I'm fighting with them all just to stay alive. Exercise and demons. Silver bullets for the werewolves. Behold the bell walks in the hood. When the clock strikes midnight, the vampires rise. So I stare in the face of death and I fight to stay alive. I keep my balance on this tightrope of life. While eyes behind me watch my back for the knives. On me, I got eyes in the back of my head watching for knives. So plotting on me ain't no fucking surprise. I come to recognize lies when friends shape shift to foes. Righteousness, they shift to criminals. They say it's fair to get the dough. So it's fair when you end up with your soul on ice. Twice as blind to the fact that most souls have a price. War is deceit, and it's a war in these streets. And it's a war in your home, and you gotta watch your bed for filthy sheets. You sleeping with Lilith, not knowing that's a filthy sheet. Your main squeeze for us by a demon, robbing you both for pee. Praying still, you worry, that's a lawsuit. Don't let them cross you. Belief in a false prophet, that shit'll cost you. I've been down so long, now all I know is rise. So I rise, and I'm fighting to the death just to stay alive. Struggle and fight, I move like a ghost in the night. Keep my toes in my right in his own sight. I bubble and rise, knowing death is looking us all in the eyes. So I'm fighting with them all just to stay alive. Exercise and demons, silver bullets for the werewolves. Behold the pale horse in the hood. When the clock strikes midnight, the vampires rise. So I stare in the face of death and I fight to stay alive.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Yeah, that was my man, Black Mikey. Van Helsing. Dude, It was just hardcore. I love that shit. I can just play that shit every day. And I guess he gets no patient in my ride every now and again. I wouldn't tell him that to his face because I don't want him to know I'm jockeying like that. Anyway, welcome back to Smooth Drama. As everybody knows about this SB 1070, if you haven't been on the face of the earth, well, not necessarily the face of the earth, but if you haven't been in the United States, you might not know about it. But this SB 1070 is starting to get the protest and everything is starting to get really, really bad. You know, everybody know there was a little protest at the Laker game last night. You know, it started last week, obviously, with the Phoenix Suns with their low sun outfit and, you know, protest against the law. And now they've taken it. They started protesting here after Lakers coach Phil Jackson made a couple comments about it, about the law, saying that what part don't people understand, they just took the federal rule and enforced it and put some teeth behind it. Adopted it to the state, basically, which, of course, inflamed some people. Well, people who were of Hispanic, Latino descent, obviously, for obvious reasons. One of the protesters actually was Kobe Bryant's wife, who actually wore a black T-shirt at the game saying, "Do I look legal?" Which is kind of funny because I'm sure that at the last thing Kobe and the team wanted to hear was, you know, Phil making this statement, especially behind this law, which it seems Arizona has even taken it to the next level of the game, where not only are they talking about, you know, just making sure you have the proper paperwork and whatnot, but now all of a sudden Arizona has come out and they're limited ethnic studies in their public schools. You know, they just passed a law that bans classes that promote resentment of other racial groups. This is by the now famous, very intelligent Governor Jan Brewer. And she did it without, of course, public statement and discussion. You know, this comes after, 1 month after she signed this law. So it's really ridiculous there. I mean, because you're saying that you're going to ban classes that promote resentment, then you have to ask the question, what do you constitute as a class? What is your description of a class that causes resentment? I mean, it's all up to interpretation, obviously, because, you know, some folks, and it's obvious in Arizona that they're saying, quote unquote, ethnic studies, i.e. non-Caucasian people study, cause resentment. Now, the issue being, okay, you're talking about resentment. Now, I can remember sometimes, and you're hurting my heart here because, Y'all know I'm in racial rehab, and I've been trying. I've been trying real hard not to get caught up in it, but what happened? I'm caught up in it anyway. Like, being like the Godfather. I'm not going to go there. The fact that you would say that and you would do that and you leave it up to interpretation and saying that, okay, well, American history is not offensive, but your history is, and it'll cause anger and resentment. There's just something wrong with that picture. And we can go back a few years when Public Enemy was talking about, by the time I get to Arizona, when they were speaking on Arizona, when they didn't want it, enact Martin Luther King holiday, the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. And this is the same Arizona that a couple of decades later would institute something like that. That some races, some people say it's common sense, we're protecting our borders. Now, once again, as I've always said, it's not the immigrants that are the problem. Because obviously they come over here and they don't get a job. What are they gonna do? They don't have a job. Who hires them? As always, we never look at the people who hire them. You know, I find it odd, and I find it quite sad that nobody's about that. Who are these people who are hiring these people? How come there's no protest in front of these videos? None. Zero, zip, nada. That's who you should be protesting, because as I state, week after week, what is the penalty for hiring you dishwasher, lawn maintenance technician, fruit gatherers? No penalty. Everybody is mad at the poor guys making $3-4 an hour. Why are y'all mad at them? Somebody riddle me that. I am not understanding why they are mad at them. But you're not mad at the people who are hiring them, who don't want to pay you a decent wage. That's what it comes down to. They hired them because they don't want to pay you, the American citizen, a decent wage. And it's sad. Nobody wants to touch that. Why? I don't know. It's the big ass elephant in the room. You know, all these protests and laws and enforcing laws over and over again. But you don't want to talk about the bad people, the real bad people. Over and over again, we got to do the exact same thing. We beat around the bush on the real villains. Who are the real villains here? We won't talk about it.
won't go nowhere near it. And it's sad that you won't go nowhere near it. Really, really sad. I don't understand it. And then, Phil Jackson, of all people, and I got a ride on Phil Jackson here, because this is a man who always says, hey, well, he came out talking about the Suns, Phoenix Suns organization shouldn't have done that. They should have waited. It has nothing to do with politics and sports. They shouldn't mix. Okay, that's fine. Except you, my dear sir, are always mixing politics and sports, throwing in your funky ass opinion. And before I start my sermon, I want to say this. Pop, if you're listening, you might want to turn it down now, because I'm about to say some words that Mama might not appreciate. So give you a couple seconds, and then I'm going to say what I have to say. First, Phil Jackson. This is a man who almost a decade ago came out with his comments talking about hip-hop, prison garb, and thuggery. You know, and nobody checked him on that. You know, and he comes out, and we're going to quote him. And he said this in October 1999. I don't mean to say that as a snide remark toward a certain population in our society, but they have a limitation of their attention span. A lot of it probably due to too much rap music going in their ears and coming out of their being. All right. Those are Phil Jackson's words back in 1999, talking about, you know, hip-hoppers, hip-hop prison guards. Now, obviously, I've worn prison guard, and, you know, I never thought I was wearing it, but obviously I have been, because I guess prison guard would be, what, baggy clothes, non-tight, balls-restricting clothes. Now, I don't want to say nothing about my man's sexuality or whatnot, but, you know, tight pants might, so that you can feel good about your little Johnson. Not going to go there. Moving on to 2005 and the words that came out of Phil Jackson, the non-political statement-making man's mouth. I think it's important that the players take their end of it, get out of the prison guard and thuggery aspect of basketball that has come along with hip-hop music in the last 7 or 8 years. This is like 6 years later. Man can't stop talking about hip-hop music. He won't make his political statement. Contradicting himself, because once again, you're a fucking basketball coach. The only thing we want to hear about from you, Phil Jackson, is, yeah, my team played well, blah 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 blah, basketball, nothing else. I mean, the fact that he would talk about something in, you know, the generational thing, you know how we talk about there's cross-generational hate, the generation gap, whatnot. still seems to forget that in the 70s, he was a fucking hippie. Weed smoking, and I will bet probably a whole lot of money that he probably got a dime sack at his house right now. You know, because he is a gin master. Zen master, but he probably the gin master too. He's the Zen master, you know, all this Buddhism, smoking the peace pipe. Same as the hip hop guys, supposedly. So, you know, from a guy who used to be anti-establishment, wearing his flower child shit, free love, free sex, free drug shit, to now, because you're a successful basketball coach, you think that you can make these comments and ain't nobody going to say nothing to you. I say this for all my homies, as one blogger, Chocolate State, you know, sagging pants with the cracks showing. I'm going to give a shout out to him. And I'm going to represent them when I say, fuck you, Phil Jackson. Fuck you and your view. You know, it's one thing to have a view and you want to represent the law and whatnot, but to be a hypocrite when you were that guy, and I guess if you want to look at it, you turned out all right, I guess, as an anti-establishment guy, because you were a successful basketball coach. You won 10 championships. You're looked up to as a positive role model, supposedly, but you want to look down on folks who are where you were. That's a bitch move. I'm sorry. I just got to call it how I see it. That's a straight up bitch move. And then the fact that he wants to denigrate the Phoenix Suns because they made a political statement during political time and saying that has no place in basketball, but yet he makes his own political statements, which are belittling to people like myself, like, oh, I wear these clothes and that makes me unintelligent. It affects my intelligence quotient. Nah, man, fuck you. And all that bullshit you popping. Because wearing a button-down shirt and a tie does not constitute intelligence. Wearing my pants up to my fucking belly button, I'm sorry, I don't see it. And honestly, you kind of walk and look like Frankenstein, but I'm not here to go all off about it. But still, it's sad that he would come out and say something like that, and you know, dismiss people, dismissively. When we're talking about rights are involved, people's human rights are involved. There was a case in Arizona, you know, speaking of it, because I don't think people are understanding the constitutional part of this situation, the whole immigration, how your rights can be taken away. There's a couple who, well, not a couple, there's a guy in Arizona who he was picked up by the police. Why? We'll talk about it when we come back from a commercial break, station identification break.
Yes, sir. the school drama, drama, drama.
Yes, sir.
Listen here, man. It's your boy, Cam Wee. He's just acting a fool, acting a fool, acting a fool. And my man, DH, y'all know him as. And Butter Butter, Pecan. Yes, sir. Chosen.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Yeah, this is it's an issue of great proportion that I don't think people are understanding the implications of it, because, you know, it's obvious on the CNI level. You just say, okay, we have a guy, he's illegal. He's in here illegally. He's taking a job from somebody who should be able to get that job. He's getting medical insurance on my dime, because I'm a taxpayer. He gets to use the services, all the social services, for free. He's getting money. He's a drain on the system. And that's fine and dandy. I'm for people going through the legal process to become citizens. No issue there. We'll never argue that. But as I stated earlier, everybody is jumping on the guys who are getting hired and not the hirers. Now, when we look at it for what it is, when you say, okay, stopping the guy as he's riding down the street, as a black man, for those of you who can see me or hear me, you may think I'm black, maybe you don't. I am. If you don't know, ask somebody. Anyway, as a black man, I know all about that driving while black and hoping to God you don't get stopped by the police, because being stopped by the police and you haven't done shit just ruins your whole fucking day, because they always come to your car with the gun holster open and ready to blow your ass away for nothing. You know, one of the reasons why me and the homie stopped riding together, because we got stopped every fucking time we were together. Now, that just so happened there was a couple in Arizona who, for some strange reason, the guy was stopped, and he had his driver's license, he had his social security card. They asked him for his birth certificate. Who the fuck has a birth certificate? I didn't know that carrying my birth certificate was something that was mandatory here, but I guess in Arizona it is. So because he didn't have his birth certificate, they took him to an immigration office, where he of course had to call his wife, and she had to get his birth certificate and all his other paperwork showing that he was a citizen, and she of course had to come down there with her birth certificate and all her other info to prove that she was legal. Now, for the common guy, you know, we don't think like that. But, you know, as a non-Latino, it's not really my issue right now. I don't have to prove I'm a citizen. I don't have to prove I'm not a terrorist, even though that motherfucker from Nigeria who had the bomb in his drawers was trying to fuck it up with black men here. But I won't go there. But the point is, because you don't have to go through it, you don't think of how stressful that is and how wrong it is, you know, that you have to be on guard. You have to be on call every minute, every moment, all day, every day. Because you don't know if they're going to pull you over and they're going to take you to immigration, even if you're a citizen. I mean, I don't carry my Social Security card with me because I don't want to lose the shit. I don't carry my birth certificate. I don't even think about carrying my birth certificate. I don't know anybody who carries their birth certificate. But that is what they're asking for. Now, supposedly, this was something that was supposed to start being enforced in July, but obviously, it started early. Now, it's no big deal to people who it's not happening to, but it should be a big deal, you know, because obviously, you know, you're talking about people's lives and livelihood. And if people don't think that this isn't serious and that it can't mushroom into something else, I mean, we talked about earlier how they have outlawed, or for lack of a better word, discouraged classes that promote resentment of other racial groups. And shit, then you don't have any social studies classes then. Because depending on who you're talking to, that shit is offensive. But we're not going to look at it like that. Because once again, you're just going to focus on this issue where you say, all right, it's about the Mexicans. But it ain't about the Mexicans. And it's just unconstitutional because once again, you're looking at a situation where government is dividing you, dividing us from each other. Instead of learning about each other and coming together and, you know, trying to embrace what we all have in common as opposed to what differentiates us, government has stepped in and done that. No ethnic studies. So does that mean we get rid of American history? Probably not. And see, that's my point. We don't get a choice in what government does. Do you think it's an issue? You know, I ask folks to think about that. Do you think it's an issue that a governor of a state in the Union, the United States, can arbitrarily not just say under the auspices of a law, hey, you know what? We're gonna enforce the border. You know, folks are looking at that like, yeah, but then you ban ethnic studies. I don't see how the two are related, because they're not. You're talking about you're stopping people from learning about other people. Learn what we want you to learn, and that's it. You don't see that as a problem? Nobody sees that as a problem? Nobody don't see the potential for danger here? Where you... That whole what I talk about the police state. I mean, hey, there was a little fight last night at the game where I guess one of the people at the game was trying to rush out of the stand and get onto the court. Security guards tried to stop him, got pinned down, and actor David Arquette got in the middle of it as he was trying to, the reports say that he was trying to be a peacemaker, but got knocked down, knocked out, whatever you want to call it, for his trouble. Now, you know, people might not see the potential for danger in that, but when you start getting people riled up and upset at each other, everybody wants to fight. Everybody starts choosing sides, wanting to race up, whatnot. Where's the good in that? Anybody can see anything positive that's going to come out of that? I don't see it. I don't think anybody else can see it. Now, you know, maybe if you can see the good of everybody wanting to segregate themselves up and wanting to fight and kill each other, you know, raise your hand. High five. But seriously, think about that. That shit is very, very serious. Very, very serious. And it's not looking like it's going to get better anytime soon. Now, to contradict myself, you know, I talked about Phil Jackson and him making them statements about rap and the whole, you know, hip-hop deal. Well, last week in Texas, there was a shootout at the making of a rap video. No big guy, I guess, but it's kind of sad that there'd be a shootout at the making of a video. You know, people don't know how to just get together and have fun. And always some knucklehead that wanna, you know, get a little frisky, wanna make a name for themselves, whatnot, you know, feel good about themselves because they fucked the party up. Those are the people we call haters, last time I checked. Well, this week, instead of just a shootout, where, you know, only people are, like, injured, nobody really died, this week, a rapper actually died while doing his video in Griffin, Georgia. The rapper was named Young Hot, and he was killed. They said they fired about 20 rounds Saturday. Guy's real name is Gerard Page, and he was shot in the head and died at the scene. And the sad thing about it is, you know, not only, I mean, that he lost his life, you know, innocents were shot also, including the 5-year-old girl, but, you know, who was shot. She was playing with her toy car on her porch. And the funny thing about this is the crime scene tape read Young Hot killing them. Now, some people say walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, sounds like a duck, looks like a duck, the duck. You know, the whole hip-hop and violence. You know, everybody talks about the glorifying of violence, and, you know, a lot of us, including myself, again, I'm a hip-hop guy. I'm like, you know, it's no biggie. You know, I paid no mind. Especially when you hear the folks and the critics come out over and over again talking about hip hop, the violence, how it's out of control, it needs to stop, whatnot. And then when you see this, when you hear about things like this, shootouts, whatnot. You think, yeah, maybe they got something there. Even though I tend to try to have faith that folks would not take that shit so seriously, and hopefully we get smarter and not everyone will overreact and start protesting against music artists and other entertainment and officials. Unfortunately, that happened though. Arnold Schwarzenegger, ironically, filed a lawsuit. His lawsuit is Arnold Schwarzenegger, Still Software Dealers Association and Entertainment Software Association, because of violent video games. They're saying that violent video games should be restricted the same way that sexual content is restricted to minors, which is under an old case back in 1968, Ginsburg versus State of New York. You know, and in it, it states that the court rejected, the court said that the First Amendment protection should therefore be reviewed under the same flexible standard that is applied to restrictions on the sale of sexual material to minors. Yeah. And, you know, those things, it sounds good. I've never really had a problem with it. I think that minors shouldn't have things of that nature. I mean, I personally don't really care for video games. I'm sure there's some folks out there listening that's like, shit, video games is a bomb. But I don't really care for the shit. But as it stands, you know, if video games are taken away, you know, that they deem unnecessary or too violent, what's next? I mean, because we're talking about Schwarzenegger versus entertainment merchants. And that entertainment merchant includes everybody who attempts to be an entertainer. So basically, everything that you like can go away potentially down the line. But at the same time, are they wrong? And we're talking about shootouts in video games, not just in the video games, but in real life. People dying is no biggie. And shit, he might sell 100,000 records just because he got shot and killed on the video shoot, which would be really fucking sad. And a total indictment on us as a society. Because I think that's what people aren't looking at. The indictments on us as a society. And what we think is, you know, regular and normal. We gotta get out of this shit. We are very, very abnormal. And as you can see, we're getting worse and worse, you know, and everybody fracturing up, and it's getting crazier and crazier. So I implore everybody, you know, try to be nice to people. I mean, Lord knows we need a little niceness in the world. And on that note, I want to thank you all for listening, and I'll see you next time. Dick Hugger, Dick Smooth Drama. I'm out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama. Smooth.